Hello, this is Pastor Greg Settle from Mount Victory Fellowship, located in Victory, New York, your pastor for the day. You know, one of the most well-known scripture verses that we know of, that we hear of quoted very often, is found in John 3:16. It becomes one of the first verses that we memorize as we become children of God through Jesus Christ. Many people have found their eternal security through a verse such as this, where it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now, the big picture, of course, is we're looking at our eternal destiny here. Thou shalt not perish if we believe upon Jesus Christ. When our faith is grounded upon the work of Jesus Christ for our lives, we put our faith and trust in him. He says, you're not going to perish. You're not going to be in a place called hell after we die. Instead, he says, by believing upon him, we have everlasting life or eternal life. And we look at this as being a place called heaven. So here's a key verse about believing on Jesus Christ, that we might not perish and find ourselves in hell, but we might have eternal life and find ourselves in heaven. But now I want to bring this verse into more of a personal daily application. How do we apply this to our lives today beyond just after we die? You know, in that verse, he says that thou shalt not perish, but have everlasting life if we believe upon Jesus Christ. That word perish means to have a destructive condition in life. A destructive condition in life, not just after you die, but we are born into a destructive condition. Our lives are in that place right now. And he says, if we believe upon him, that will change. We won't live in a destructive condition any longer. We're talking about now and forever. Then he also says that he is everlasting life. If we believe upon him, like he says, for thou shalt have everlasting life if you believe upon him. Everlasting life, eternal life. Now, we refer to that as a place, and that does fit, but it's more than just a place. Jesus Christ refers to himself as being that eternal life. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. He also says in Scripture, where it says in John 17, verse 3, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Jesus Christ is eternal life. I say this to declare that we're not just talking about going from one place to another. It's not just about going to a place called hell to a place called heaven. It's about going from a destructive condition in life to a person, the Son of God, who is eternal life, that changes our very condition now and forever. He says in Psalms 103 that he has redeemed us from destruction. Jesus Christ has redeemed us from destruction. So when he says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish or continue living in a destructive condition, but thou shalt have everlasting life, meaning that you're going to have a redemptive condition in life. It's not just about going from a place to a place. It's going from a condition to a person, and that is Jesus Christ. Our eternal life does not begin when you die. Our eternal life begins because Jesus Christ has already died. And when you put your faith, your trust, your belief in what Jesus Christ has done for us upon that cross, it doesn't just seal your destiny after you die. It seals your life right now to an abundant life that we have in Jesus Christ, rather than a life that is discredited, a life that is found in captive and bondage, a life that has no purpose or meaning. Life has meaning. Life is not meant to be lived under a destructive condition, but rather an abundant condition, blessed by who Jesus Christ is in your life. I want to challenge you. Put your faith in Jesus Christ by all means, but recognize, yes, the bigger picture. I have eternal security in heaven because of what Christ has done. I have eternal life knowing that when I die, I know for sure I'm going to heaven. But what about tomorrow? Do you know for sure that tomorrow is going to be a blessed day? Do you know for sure that tomorrow that redemptive condition will be activated in you by your faith in Jesus Christ? I want to encourage you. Recognize it's not just a place to another place. It's a condition to a new condition in Jesus Christ. This has been Pastor Greg Settle from Mount Victory Fellowship in Victory, New York, your pastor for the day.